Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. My name is Tom.
And I'm Joe.
And today, Joe and myself are going to continue talking about Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. We got a little bit of an introduction to this series of books in our program last time. It's all about Percy Jackson. He's the son of Poseidon and a human mother. And we learn that Mount Olympus is on top of the Empire State Building, and the underworld is underneath a recording studio in L.A. And here we've got Percy Jackson going on all these different kinds of adventures. But where does the Lightning Thief come into that? I hope we can find out about that today.
Well, today we're going to continue talking about Percy Jackson and all the adventures that he goes on, and also some things, some background information about his life as well, and some tragedies that he has to overcome during his young life as well. Remember, he's only 12 years old in these stories, so he's just a boy, but he does have a remarkable life and he has some amazing things happen to him. So we're going to discuss some of the plot from these stories today and get more introduced to these stories.
Okay, so let's get a more complete introduction to these stories in our program today. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read today's lesson and then we'll come back to discuss it. When we first meet Percy in Book 1 of the series, The Lightning Thief, he is about to be expelled from his sixth straight school. He just seems to have the unfortunate habit of attracting trouble wherever he goes. What's more, he thinks he's going crazy as he keeps seeing terrifying visions, such as his math teacher turning into a monster and trying to kill him, which nobody else notices. Although he's troubled and confused by events at school, Percy feels safe once he's back home for the holidays with his mother, with whom he shares a strong bond. They travel together to their favorite seaside holiday spot, but danger follows them there in the shape of a vicious minotaur, a half-man, half-bull beast from the Greek myths. Percy escapes the Minotaur's clutches, but tragically, his mother perishes. Still reeling from his sudden loss, Percy is brought by his best friend Grover to a hidden summer camp for demigods, Camp Half-Blood. Grover, as it happens, isn't what he appears either. He is actually a mythical creature called a satyr. Once at Camp Half-Blood, Percy learns the incredible truth about his godly origins and befriends a group of fellow demigod children. He's just starting to feel at home at the camp when his newfound peace is rudely interrupted by the shocking news that the lightning bolt of Zeus, king of the gods, has been stolen. Even worse, Percy's father Poseidon is the prime suspect. If the lightning bolt isn't recovered somehow, a war between the gods will erupt, which could spell total destruction for Earth.
Okay, so in our first paragraph, we learn that when we first meet Percy in Book 1 of the series, The Lightning Thief, he is about to be expelled from his sixth straight school, so Percy is having a lot of trouble in his young life. We learn that he is about to be expelled from his sixth grade school. This means that he hasn't been expelled yet, but he is going to be soon in the future. And to be expelled from school just means that you are kicked out of the school. You are no longer allowed to go there. Often in school, students will be suspended sometimes. That means that they have to go away from the school for a set period of time, usually a short period, like a few days or a week or something, because they've done something wrong or they've done something bad. But to be expelled from a place means you have to leave and you can never come back. And this is his sixth straight school that he's been kicked out of. That means before this, he was kicked out of five schools, and this is the sixth one that he's been kicked out of, or in other words, asked not to return.
Mm-hmm. So the phrase to be about to do something means it's going to happen very, very soon. For example, I could say, I don't have time to talk to you now, Joe, because I'm about to eat dinner. I'm really hungry and I'm going to eat it right now. I'd rather eat than talk to you. Well, here he's about to be expelled from his sixth straight school, which means he was expelled from five schools before that. Straight here means in a row. It's the sixth one, so I guess he's a troublemaker. He just seems to have the unfortunate habit of attracting trouble wherever he goes. Maybe you know this kind of person, somebody who they might be trying hard, maybe they're okay, but for some reason they just attract trouble. Trouble always happens to them, no matter what they do. I had a friend like that back in school. His name was Ted. My goodness, I didn't want to hang out with him anymore because every time I was together with him, we'd always get in trouble. He just attracted trouble. So this person attracts trouble as well. He just gets in trouble wherever he goes.
We say that he has the unfortunate habit of attracting trouble. A habit is something that you do over and over again. Sometimes you talk about people having good habits or bad habits. For example, people who smoke sometimes will say they have a bad habit or something like that. Or you could have good habits too, such as helping people out all the time or something like that. But his habit is to attract trouble wherever he goes. And what's more, he thinks he's going crazy. What's more is another way of saying, well, in addition to this or on top of this. So in addition to all of these things, all this trouble that seems to follow him around, he thinks he's going crazy as he keeps seeing terrifying visions. If something is terrifying, it means it's extremely scary or frightening. And he's seeing these visions, meaning things that don't actually exist, but he does see them in front of them, even if nobody else can see these things happening.
That's right. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this phrase, what's more. When you're writing articles or you're talking to somebody and you mention a series of things, there are different words that you can use. You could say, first, this happened, then this happened, also, in addition to that. We usually use this phrase, what's more, when we talk about the last one or something that's going to be the strongest one or the last one. So, what's more, or even worse, he thinks he's going nuts. He's going crazy because he has these terrifying visions. Something is terrifying when it terrifies you or scares you. So terrifying means very, very scary. One of those visions is his mathematics teacher turning into a monster, and that mathematics teacher tries to kill him, but nobody else notices this, so he's having these visions that nobody else can see.
So understandably, he thinks he might be going crazy, but although he's troubled and confused by events at school, Percy feels safe once he's back home for the holidays with his mother, with whom he shares a strong bond. So he's very troubled. He's having this tough time at school. He's experiencing these terrifying visions. And he's very confused because nobody else sees these terrible things happening around him. He's the only one that sees them. But he does feel safe once he's back home for the holidays. So during a break from school, he goes back to be with his mother, with whom he shares a strong bond. If you have a bond with someone, it means you share some sort of connection. You have a relationship with that person. If you have a strong bond with a person, such as what Percy has with his mother, well, it probably means they love each other very much. They understand each other and they help each other out when times are tough, the way a mother would help a son and the way a son would love his mother. So we can say it's a very strong bond between the two of them. And he always feels safe once he's with her and once he's back home.
Yeah, and bond here, of course, is a noun. It can also be used as a verb, but when we do use it as a verb, we use it with the preposition with very frequently. For example, this substance is bonded with this other substance. They are joined together. Well, again, he shares this strong relationship or bond with his mother, and they travel together to their favorite seaside holiday spot. This would be next to the ocean, and it's a holiday spot. It's a place they go when they go on vacation or go on holiday. But unfortunately, danger follows them there in the shape of a vicious minotaur. Oh no, that's a special kind of monster. It follows them there to this holiday spot by the sea. What is a minotaur, you might be asking? Well, it's a half-man, half-bull beast. So it's half a man and half a bull. A bull, of course, is a male cattle. Bulls, of course, have horns, and they can be very brutal, very aggressive. You may have heard of bullfighting in Spain, or maybe when you go to rodeos, you might see people trying to ride on bulls. So this is a very scary beast, and it's from the Greek myths.
In Greek myths, the Minotaur was often depicted with the head of a bull, or perhaps the body and the arms and the legs of a man. And the Minotaur lived in a place called the Labyrinth, which was a maze, or in other words, a place that was very hard to find your way out of once you were in it. And there was a person who would sacrifice young people, teenagers, or children to the Minotaur by putting them in the Labyrinth with the Minotaur, and the Minotaur would hunt them down and eventually kill them before the Minotaur was actually slain in another Greek myth. So he's a very scary creature.
Cool.
Now, Percy escapes the Minotaur's clutches, but tragically, his mother perishes. So Percy is able to get away. We say he escapes the Minotaur's clutches. Clutches just refers to the Minotaur's grip or his grasp. He's able to get away from being in the Minotaur's hands. Maybe not literally, but he's just able to escape the Minotaur here, we're saying. Tragically, his mother perishes. If something happens tragically, it means something happens that makes you very sad. Like, tragically is often associated with the death of a person, and that's what happens to his mother. We say she perishes. This is another way, a very kind of polite, respectful way of saying that somebody died. It's very blunt to say somebody's dead or somebody died, but if you say somebody perished or somebody passed away, it's a little bit of a softer way that saying somebody died.
Although you wouldn't say, I have a funeral to go to because my grandfather perished. You'd probably say he passed away, but here perish is just a soft way of saying that somebody died, as Joe just said here. A related word to perish here would be perishable, P-E-R-I-S-H-A-B-L-E. That refers to different kinds of food that spoils quickly, like fruits and vegetables and bread and things like that. So you have to take special care of those kinds of food because they are perishable. They spoil rather quickly. Okay, everybody, we'll come back and continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. But right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, I'm Jenny. 今天我们继续来看这部文学作品。提到了这个角色 Percy, 他在第一本书里头 The Lightning Thief, 所谓的神火之贼这部书里头呢，一开始啊，他是即将被退学的。注意到这里 ,be expelled from, 是表示被退学。而后面提到了 his sixth straight school, 为什么要加一个 straight? 意思就是接连。接二连三，现在是第六所了，他是已经到第六所学校而被退学了，所以说他当时好像基本上呢一直是一个麻烦制造者，不管去哪里都讨人厌。而且 What's more, 另外还要知道的是，他好像觉得自己要发疯了，因为始终好像会看到像是有一些奇奇怪怪的现象在他脑袋瓜里，比如说他的数学老师好像就变成了一个野兽，然后想要杀了他。这个句子后面有一个逗点，再来写 which nobody else notices, which 这个当然是一个关系代名词，而这里指的就是前面他所想象的这个情节没有别的人注意到。我们继续看下一段。那虽然说他在学校里麻烦不断，烦扰不断，不过呢他自己到家里的时候却觉得非常的有安全感，因为他跟他妈妈的关系非常好。好，注意到了在 his mother 后面逗点再接 with whom he shares a strong bond。 那 with 这个介系词接的 whom 当然是指他的妈妈，也就是前面的先行词 his mother。而他跟他母亲之间有一种 strong bond, 也就是感情非常的好。那他们呢还一起到海边去度假，而可是还是一样危险不断。那这个危险是怎么样的形式呢？ In the shape of a vicious minotaur。 注意到了这里 vicious 这个形容词比较特别，它的意思就是说 violent, cruel and fierce,用来修饰一个怪兽野兽，非常的残酷残暴而且凶猛。那这个怪兽是 Minotaur, 在希腊神话里面有很多种跟我们凡人当然长相不同的一些生物，比如说这种就是一个人身而牛头的怪物了。那 Percy 呢，他还好是逃过了一劫，没有被 Minotaur 掌控，可是很不幸的他母亲却在这里 perishes, 意思就是因而过世了。
The time has now arrived, everybody, for us to take a short break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English Digest. I'm Joe, and once again, I'm here with Tom. We're on day two of our article all about Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, an exciting series of books all about the young character Percy Jackson, who is a half-god, half-human. And today we're learning a little bit more about his character and the story of his life. We learn that trouble seems to follow him wherever he goes. He's been expelled from 5 schools and is about to be expelled from his 6th, because it just seems that wherever he goes, trouble seems to follow, and he has these visions where he sees these terrifying things, but nobody else seems to notice. Now, although he's having all this trouble at school, when he goes home to rejoin his mother for the holidays, he feels safe because he has a very strong bond or a strong connection with his mother. They even get to travel to their favorite seaside holiday spot by the ocean. But danger follows them even there. A minotaur, which is a half-man, half-bull beast from the Greek myths, has followed them there and is hunting them down. Percy is able to escape, but his mother actually dies. So right now, let's continue reading on and find out how Percy is going to deal with this.
Let's do that. Well, of course, if you were to lose your mother or your father, you would be reeling from that loss. To reel here in this sense means that you're having difficulty dealing with the situation, you're sad, and you cannot really do things you're supposed to do in your life to continue surviving. So he's reeling from this loss. He's still suffering from it, but he is brought by his best friend Grover to a hidden summer camp for demigods, and it's called Camp Half-Blood. Now, this Grover here, I do not believe it's referring to the puppet from Sesame Street, that blue monster, but Grover here is just Percy's best friend, and he realizes that Percy is in a bad way. He's having difficulty dealing with the loss of his mother, so Grover takes him to a hidden summer camp, which is for demigods. It's hidden. Nobody else can see it. And it's a summer camp. It's a place where kids go in the summer, and during the rest of the year, nobody's there. And this place is called Camp Half-Blood. So it's for people who are half-bloods or half-breeds.
Now, Grover, as it happens, isn't what he appears either. Some people say either or either. Both pronunciations are acceptable. We say Grover as it happens. This means as it occurs or as it is revealed to us. He isn't what he appears, or he isn't what he looks like. He's actually a mythical creature called a satyr. Now, a mythical creature is a creature that exists only in myth, but of course, in this stories, the mythical world and the real world are intertwined, so we have all kinds of different creatures from myths that live on Earth. Once at Camp Half-Blood, Percy learns the incredible truth about his godly origins and befriends a group of fellow demigod children. So it sounds like before this time, Percy had no idea that he was actually half god and half human, but he learns the incredible truth about his godly origins. Your origins are where you come from, your history or your past. So he has godly origins, meaning that he comes from the gods. Remember, his father was Poseidon, the god of the sea. And he also befriends a group of fellow demigod children. So finally, he's around kids who are just like him. They all come from godly origins. They all have at least one parent, I would guess, who is actually a god from the Greek myths.
Mm-hmm. So I guess he was clueless as to who he really is. He was in the dark, and it took his friend Grover to sort of show him that incredible truth. And once he learns this, he realizes that he's not the same as other people. So he finds people who are like him, and he befriends a group of fellow demigod children. To befriend someone means you become friends with that person, and he meets these other people who are also half-bloods, half-god, half-human. So he says, hey, we have that in common. Let's be friends and talk about this.
Now, he's just starting to feel at home at the camp when his newfound peace is rudely interrupted by the shocking news that the lightning bolt of Zeus, king of the gods, has been stolen. So he's just starting to feel at home. He's just starting to feel comfortable at this camp when his newfound peace is rudely interrupted. If something is interrupted, then it is stopped for some reason. For example, if you were in the middle of talking to someone and then a third person came in and started talking right in the middle of your speech, then you could say you were interrupted. And you could say you were rudely interrupted, too, because it's rude, or in other words, it is not polite. So he has just found peace in his life, but that peace is rudely interrupted or stopped by this shocking news that the lightning bolt of Zeus, who is the king of the gods, has been stolen, or someone has taken Zeus's lightning bolt.
That's right. Lightning, of course, comes in bolts, so we describe them as bolts of lightning. So he's got this bolt of lightning, and somebody stole it, and he's going to be upset about that. And even worse, Percy's father Poseidon is the prime suspect. You could also say to make matters even worse. It's already pretty bad to begin with, but this makes it even worse. And the worst part of this is that Percy's father Poseidon is the prime suspect. And a suspect is a person who people think committed some kind of crime. Suspect is the verb, suspect is the noun. So, for example, there was a robbery yesterday. The police are looking for suspects, somebody who did it. Well, if the lightning bolt isn't recovered somehow, a war between the gods will erupt. So they need to recover this lightning bolt to get it back, and they need to get it back somehow. In some way, they need to recover this bolt of lightning, or there's going to be big trouble. A war will erupt. To erupt means to explode. We most often use the word erupt to talk about volcanoes. When they blow their tops, we say they erupt.
And we also often use erupt to describe any sort of violent situation that's going to start, such as a war or a fight or anything of that nature. We will say that they erupt, just like a volcano erupts when all that melted rock bubbles out of the volcano. Now, this could spell total destruction for Earth. Sometimes when we're describing a situation, we say something could spell something else. That just means that this could bring about a certain situation. So, because the lightning bolt has been stolen from Zeus, who is the king of the gods, if it isn't brought back, this could mean total destruction for Earth. Destruction means something is totally destroyed, or it's totally wrecked or ruined. This just means this will be the end of planet Earth, in other words, if this war between the gods erupts or breaks out.
Destruction is really bad. It's kind of like pain and suffering, death and destruction. Those are bad things that we don't want to have happen to us. So I guess Percy's on a quest here to recover that bolt of lightning so that he can save the Earth and save the universe. Okay, everybody, we'll continue talking about Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief in our next program. Make sure you join us then. But right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we will come back to say goodbye.
我们继续来看这个故事怎么样的发展。我们提到了Percy 的母亲不幸过世之后，那他的心情当然是难以平复，所以他下面就写到了 Reeling from his sudden loss. Reeling 这个字 Reel 原来就是表示 Feel shocked and upset about something， 意思就是因为什么事情感到心烦意乱。当然这个事情就是指他母亲骤逝。那结果呢，他当时就有一个朋友叫 Grover， 那带他到一个 summer camp。 这个 summer camp 所谓的夏令营非常的特别，因为呢它是为 demigods 而举办的。那 demigods 就指这些混血人。那在这个混血营里头到底发生什么事呢？他发现说 Grover 根本并不是他表面上看起来的样子，其实他原来呢是一个 satyr。 好，注意到那个 minotaur 是一个人身牛头的怪物，而 satyr 呢则是一个半人半羊的森林之神，所以就是一半人一半羊。那在这个夏令营里头，当然人物非常的稀奇古怪，而且他还知道说原来他自己的身世非常的特别。那在这里呢，他还跟一些人交了朋友，注意到这个字 befriend 这个是一个动词，而且是及物动词，和谁结交成为朋友。那他结交的朋友是哪些？是一群 demigod children， 当然一样是混血人的小孩。好，再来他又说了，于是他在这个夏令营不久就开始感到自在了，开始适应这个环境了，所以他写 feel at home 就是好像在自己家里一样，非常的自在。继续，后来不久适应环境之后呢，他又发现他才刚刚获得的平静又被一件令人震惊的消息所打扰了。哎，这是什么消息呢？原来 The lightning bolt of Zeus 其实就是希腊神话里面的众神之神，也就是宙斯。那宙斯呢，他有一个闪电火，而这个闪电火竟然被偷了。更糟糕的是，他们都认为说这个主神啊，应该就是 Percy 的父亲，也就是海神 Poseidon。 那这个闪电火呢，假如说没有把它找回来的话，很可能在众神之间就会爆发一场战争。战争的爆发，我们常用这个字 erupt， 火山的爆发也可以用 erupt。 而且这个爆发呢，可能就会 spell total destruction for Earth。 spell 我们经常用这个字来表示拼字，不过在这里就表示意味着或者是招致什么样的结果。那这场战争的爆发可能会招致全球的毁灭。
Today on English Digest, Tom and I once again have been discussing Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief and getting to know our main character Percy a little bit better. He's had a tough life so far in his 12 years on Earth. Trouble seems to follow him everywhere, and he's always getting kicked out of schools, really through no fault of his own, because he keeps having these scary visions which nobody else seems to see. But gradually, he learns his past. He learns of his godly origins, that he actually came from a father who was Poseidon, the god of the sea. So he's just starting to get comfortable with his new role, with his new life, and he meets some other children who are children of gods or goddesses as well. But then that peace has been interrupted for him.
That's right. His peace has been interrupted, but hopefully he's going to go on a really wild adventure here, so when we read these books, we can get really excited and feel like we're having those adventures right along beside him. So yeah, continue to read those books if you've already started, and also continue to listen to our program next time, because we're going to continue talking about this then. Thank you for joining us, everybody, and please join us again next time for another edition of English Digest. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.